Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cecil Travis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Peet. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grube. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Peet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Quell reaches second base with a double. Lewis moves to third. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lewis scores. Quell moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Quell scores. It's 2-0, Senators. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peet scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehead, and towards Peet, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Bluge reaches second base with a double. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peet takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peet moves to third. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is called out on strikes. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead strikes out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosenthal bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bluge takes first base on ball 4. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lewis bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field. Travis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bluge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Travis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Travis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bluch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats QL for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Whitehill, and towards Kress, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Frank Grube. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Peete moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic pinch hits for John Whitehead. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.